With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. We're here to talk about the Cherrybundy Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl. That is, in fact, the name of one bowl, not like four bowls. That you might have been tripped up by the number of syllables. This is a bang for your buck bowl. It was a Boca, just the plain Boca Bowl before, right? This is the first time it's had a sponsor.
Yeah, and it got a help. It got like a sponsor that makes it sound like a medieval knight, like Sir Cherrybundy of Tart Cherry House.
Tart Cherry
House Faye.
So, like, joining us today, we have a very special guest. John Boyce is here. How you doing, John? Hey guys, how's it going?
No, please continue. You can do the whole thing, John.
I can interview myself?
Yeah.
Okay, great. John, so tell us about the Boca Raton Bowl. I don't know why I'm on this podcast.
Cool. Neither do we, for what it's worth. I only have one thing I want to... All right, so the Boca Raton Bowl features FAU and Akron this year. So we've got Lane Kiffin staying home, and we've got Terry Bowden getting a little sun on his old leathery self. That was an uncomfortable image. I'm sorry. John, have you ever run a bowl game before?
Not recently.
How many people do you think it takes to be on the like executive committee of a bowl game?
Okay. Are those the fellas that wear the black and white stripes? Is that them?
Yep. The Hamburglar.
Okay.
The Hamburglar is in charge of all bowl games. You knew this.
So six, right?
Six.
Okay.
The answer is 40. There are 40 people on the Boca Raton Bowl Committee. It includes the FAU Athletic Director, which feels like a conflict of interest.
Wow. This thing goes way to the all the way to the top.
It includes the Mayor of Boca Raton, a Palm Beach County School Superintendent, the director of the airport, the Palm Beach County Airport, Howard Schnellenberger, and two car dealers. There are 40 fucking people for this very run-of-the-mill, not that interesting, not that complicated bowl.
This is a really bad Super Friends reboot, is what it is.
It is. It feels like we're being lied to, that FAU just magically gets this bowl and they have all these connections to it. Why don't we talk about the true corruption in college of athletics, the Boca Raton Bowl selection process?
There's definitely a grift going on here, because I'm looking at the website and whoever's designing this isn't working very hard, because first of all, it's talking about the alumni of this bowl game,
right,
which I think is insane. It's just like, how many athletes have been inside this CVS pharmacy?
Right. It's a weird term to use to be like, where did you go to school? Boca Raton Bowl. What did you graduate in? Boca Raton Bowl.
Right. And the worst thing of all is they've got this long, exhaustive list, and most of them is, you know, like, oh, this guy was a UFA that was signed by the Niners, and he was cut immediately, which is fine. But the highlighted player that they put on the front page is Nate Harrison of the Indianapolis Colts, who's played like one season. He started two games. You have to scroll all the way down to find Kareem Hunt.
Damn.
Who is like the best rusher in football this year.
Right. Damn. That's...
I don't know if he is an esteemed alumni, though. Has he been donating enough to the Boca Fund?
He donated two rushing touchdowns in 2015 is what he donated.
Is the Boca Raton Bowl Library named after him because of his generous
donations? The law school is. Mm. Yeah, the Kareem Hunt College of Boca Raton Law.
Yeah, that's not gonna cut it. Nate Hairston is out here. The whole campus green is named after Nate Hairston.
The only law I know about Boca Raton is that they don't have billboards or Walmart. Like that's the line that they're drawing in the sand.
Literally. The game is played on the beach. I don't think there's a beach, but the game is played on it.
But FAU is also the stadium that was briefly named after a private prison corporation, right?
Yes. Yes, so, that's true.
So billboards, no. Private prison sponsorship, yes.
Yes.
America, it's the greatest nation in the world. We will punch you in the throat if you say it's not. We'll punch you
totally, in the throat. Totally, totally. Nothing unusual or weird here. What if they named this bowl after the private prison / Cherubundi Tart Cherry and, you know, still kept the alumni thing going? So it'd be like, you know, alumni of what was the prison company? It was like Geo Prison or something like that.
right.
So it was like Geo Prison alumni, Nate Hairston. Nate Hairston, who during his time studying at Geo Prison, returned the kickoff for a touchdown.
Geo Prison sounds like where you go, like where Carmen Sandiego villains go.
Yeah, it's where Judge Dredd sends you.
To Geo Prison. Take that, Rob Schneider. To Geo Prison.
Line Judge Dredd.
God damn it.